91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Police are hoping to speak with more witnesses of a fatal crash on Highway 37 in December. 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Manning were killed when their car was struck from behind by a transport truck and pushed into oncoming traffic on December the 20th. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 37 and Weiser's Road. The driver of the transport truck has since been charged, but police are interested in speaking with anyone that has yet to speak with them. The watchword for OPP this week is no excuses, no exceptions. Police are cracking down on distracted drivers. Northumberland OPP officer Phil Clark says a rise in tickets is proof that some are simply not getting the message.
Our numbers for tickets show that we've issued many more tickets in 2011 than we did in 2010, which isn't a good sign. It means many people aren't getting the message.
Police say there have been too many fatal collisions caused by drivers not paying proper attention to the road. Belleville City Council told the mayor's task force to look into bringing residences downtown at a recent strategic planning meeting, but critics say there are too many people with drug, homelessness, or mental health issues downtown for people to want to make a home there. Mark Fleur is the city's director of Recreation, Culture, and Community Services. He says the multi-pronged approach of the task force includes working with law enforcement to make the area safer. It also includes working with social services to get people the help they need. Fleur says this will lead to a safer and more livable area for everyone. A drunk man causing chaos and uttering threats to occupants of a County Road 3 home on Saturday night has landed himself in jail for his actions. Prince Edward OPP were called to the home at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. One of the people he was uttering threats to was his girlfriend. 33-year-old Tweed man was arrested and held for bail hearings on a long list of charges. He'll appear in Belleville court today. Vandals in the county. Prince Edward OPP are on the lookout for those responsible in a string of vandalism offenses in Hillier. The suspects broke into sheds and garages and spray-painted the buildings and vehicles inside. There were 5 separate incidents on Friday night. Anyone with information on these incidents is asked to call Prince Edward OPP or Crime Stoppers. And Finance Minister Jim Flaherty and Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney are complaining about proposed U.S. bank reforms. The two have written separate letters to American politicians pointing out the sweeping changes would adversely affect saving and borrowing costs in Canada. Flaherty urges the politicians to carefully consider any unintended consequences the changes would have on broader financial systems around the world, including Canada's. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Taylor Rankema with a look at sports.
In the NHL, an original six team has earned a new spot in their record books. The Detroit Red Wings won their 20th straight home game 4-3 over Philadelphia. The Red Wings have a chance to break the record tomorrow night against Dallas. Two Canadian teams are in action tonight, with Montreal hosting Carolina and Vancouver taking on Phoenix. That's it for Canada at the Davis Cup. France beat Canada out of the World Group tie when Joe Wilfried Tsonga cruised past Frank Dancevic in straight sets. Dancevic was playing for Milos Raonic, who bowed out with a knee injury. Canada will be represented by 2 Alberta rinks at the World Junior Curling Championships in March. Brendan Botcher won the men's title, while Jocelyn Peterman took the women's side at the Canadian Junior Curling Championships. Botcher and Peterman will play for Canada at the World Juniors in Sweden. Tokyo and Doha, Qatar formally submitted their bids Monday to host the 2020 Olympics, delivering their files to the IOC 2 days before the deadline. Delegations from both cities submitted their documents to IOC headquarters, the first of the 6 city candidates to do so. The other 2020 contenders are Madrid, Istanbul, and Rome, who must submit their files by Wednesday. Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer looked like champions once again. The Canadian pair beat American rivals Merrill Davis and Charlie White for the first time in nearly 2 years to win the ice dancing title at the Four Continents Championship. Virtue and Moyer hadn't beat Davis and White since the 2010 World Championships. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91X weather.
Sun and cloud today, a high of +1. Increasing cloudiness tonight, dipping down to a low of -3. We'll see a chance of flurries tomorrow, the high 0, and a flurry is possible once again on Wednesday, the high +4. It's 3 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with Taylor Rankema. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News next at 3.